AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A search is underway for a U.S. journalist who was kidnapped in Baghdad. The journalist was identified as freelancer Shelly Kittleson by one of the outlets she worked for. Iraqi officials say security forces are looking for her captors. A U.S. official blamed the Iran-backed Iraqi militia Kataib Hezbollah. Iran hit an oil tanker off the coast of Qatar and Kuwait's airport today, while airstrikes battered Tehran. President Trump yesterday said the U.S. will be done attacking Iran, probably in 2 to 3 weeks, and that the U.S., quote, will not have anything to do with what happens next in the Strait of Hormuz. The president is scheduled to address the nation later today. Stocks are climbing worldwide and oil prices are easing. Trump has arrived at the Supreme Court to sit in on arguments over birthright citizenship. The Supreme Court is taking up one of the term's most consequential cases. President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship declares that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Every lower court that's considered the issue has found the order illegal and prevented it from taking effect. A federal judge has permanently blocked President Trump's order to end federal funding for NPR and PBS.
The administration says both media entities are counterproductive to American priorities, and the president has said both are biased in favor of Democrats. A federal judge has now agreed to permanently block the president's order, saying the First Amendment does not tolerate viewpoint discrimination and retaliation like this. Still, the operational impact of the ruling is unclear because it will likely be appealed, and too much damage has already been done to the public broadcasting system by both the president and Congress. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. YouTube is being criticized for serving up AI slop to kids. AP correspondent Donna Warder has the story.
More than 200 organizations, including the American Federation of Teachers, as well as individual experts, have sent a letter to the CEOs of YouTube and its parent company Google, expressing serious concern about AI-generated videos on both YouTube and YouTube Kids. They say low-quality artificial intelligence-generated videos, what they call AI slop, can distort a child's sense of reality. The groups are asking YouTube to clearly label all AI-generated content and to ban it on YouTube Kids. They'd also like YouTube to not recommend any AI-generated videos to anyone under 18 and to give parents the option to turn off AI-generated content. I'm Donna Warder.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.